how to get 1 million followers. I think I can stand out. Hey, you know, I'm just reading this book, and we could get like lots of people to watch us if we changed a couple things. Oh, I know. Huh. Hi, James from Ingvid. Mr. E seems to know everything. You know what's interesting about knowing everything? You actually stop knowing anything at all. Hi, what I want to do today's lesson is I want to talk about the word I know. It is a word that is used by many English speakers who are just starting to learn the language. In fact, it's used a lot by native speakers, unthinkingly, to cover all sorts of situations. In today's lesson, I'm going to give you some new phrases, and I'm going to give you some new vocabulary that we can take the same idea that comes from I know and use it to further our communication skills. Now, why is this important? A lot of times we watch videos and they give you the tools, but don't explain why or where you use them. I'd like to make sure and take an opportunity in this video to make sure I not only teach you why, but where it is most beneficial for you to use the new vocabulary. You ready? Let's go to the board. Now, when you look at the words here, I know, I've outlined or really put know in a big sense. We even say the word know. And when in English we say no, it's usually mean to stop or I don't like or something negative. When you use I know in a sentence and it's not used in its most effective manner, it tends to stop conversation or make people feel as though you're not listening and they're not understood, which makes difficult conversations actually more difficult and go on longer. Now, before I say another word, I want to say hello to Parachi and Andrew. We met at the McCall eatery area, and you guys were having a conversation, and you were really graceful and great, and allowed me to actually use some of this lesson on you and help me fix this lesson up. So I greatly appreciate that. And yeah, they were saying it's conflict resolution. I want to use a quote from Theodore Roosevelt. He's a former American president. Most of you won't know who he is because he's been dead a long time. One of their better presidents. And he had a quote that I really like that kind of helps with this lesson. Theodore said, "Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care." I want to change that last statement of care to understand. Once people understand that you have an interest in what they're saying, then they know what you care. And funny enough, understand is one of the words we're going to use to, use instead of know in order to create greater communication skills. Now that you know why we're doing the lesson, to further your communication, make sure you're understood, and let people know that you understand them, why don't we get to the lesson? Ready? Now, the best way to go about this is to look at what does know mean? You know, it's a short form of knowledge. It's a verb, which is all nice. But what it really means to know something is you know something through information, observation, or inquiry. Inquiry means to ask questions. If you ask a question, you will get to know something, right? Why is the sky blue? Blah, 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 blah. I will tell you, now you know, right? Observation, you watch, okay? You see two bunnies running across the grass. It's springtime. One bunny jumps upon another bunny and they start playing. You know why they're doing that, right? And information, you read something or you watch a video or a YouTube video and you learn. Now, that's knowing something. But if you notice something, when we talk about knowing in this particular case, knowing is not actually talking about understanding. And although people confuse these two words, they don't really appreciate how those two words can affect a conversation. I'm going to borrow a cell phone for a second. And I want to show you something. All of you have used cell phones before, and you know how to use them. I know you do, right? I say, do a text, you go blah, 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 send me this, blah, 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 blah. Now, what happens if I took this cell phone, I took it apart to all the smallest parts and laid them on the floor? Okay, and then I said to you, put them together. Could you do that? No. So you know how to use the technology, but you don't understand how it works to put it back together again. And that's the power of the words that I'm going to give you now that will give you that power to putting it back together and maybe even creating something new out of it and creating greater communication skills. So let's start over here. So I said stop saying I know. right? I'm going to give you five phrases to improve the communication. So let's talk about number one, recognize. Right in the middle of cog means thinking, cognition, thinking. And recognize means to go back and to think. The meaning of recognize here is to acknowledge a truth or existence or validity of something. That's a lot of noise and movement. It's to say, I notice what you said and what you said has some truth to it. Notice I didn't say I know. I said I noticed. I could say I know what you said, and when you said it to me, there was some truth that I have to say is true. When something's valid, we say there's truth to it, truth, and acknowledge saying I'm going to say that this is true. Cool? So that's more than I know. When you say, if I say to you, it's raining outside, and you go, I know. And I might say instead, I recognize that the weather is bad. Not only do I have this knowledge, I'm saying there's validity to what you're saying, right? Because it's not just it's raining, you're saying the weather is bad. There's a bit more to it. And on that, I'm going to come back when we talk about understanding intent. The second, now this is different than I know, but it's from my perspective. When you say from my perspective, it is to give your opinion and attitude on a subject, but spec meaning to look at, you're actually saying, I see this. I see what you're saying because I'm aware of what you're saying. In other words, I know what you're saying. And I see from this knowledge of knowing what you're saying to me, that was nice, right? From this knowledge of knowing, I have an opinion on that. So I have the same knowledge you have, but the way I interpret it, the way I feel about it, the way I see it is different from you. So that is acknowledging the person saying, I heard it, got it, okay, cool. But I see it in a different way. For instance, I'm standing here. And when I'm standing here, they are different positions, although we're in the same room. Cool? So you can use that one. So from my perspective, that's an interesting point. Means I know what you're talking about and I like it, right? Appreciate. Appreciate is an interesting word because by itself, I always think of appreciate means to be thankful or to say thanks for something. I appreciate you helping me. I really, I'm thankful for it. When I look at appreciate and we use it instead of I know, it's saying I recognize the implications and the true value of the subject. An example of this would be, if someone says to you, hey, look, if you don't get enough sleep tonight, you won't be able to catch the train in the morning because it's really early. And I might say, instead of, oh, I know, they go, I appreciate you telling me that. It means thank you because there are implications. If I don't get up, I will miss my train. And there is a value to you telling me that because getting the train is important to me. Well, I know just means I have the information, I have the knowledge, but it shows no value in saying thank you for doing that for me. So you'll notice a lot of times if you say, oh, well, I appreciate you saying that, people will step back a little bit and give you some room because you're saying thank you. So they know, oh, you heard me and you like what I, not if, like, but you at least are thankful for me saying it. And you're like, yeah, yeah. You may have to go on and say something different, but they will appreciate that you took the time to listen instead of saying, I know. Understand. Now, I started off over here talking about understand, and I said it was an important one. The difference, as I showed you with the cell phone, between understand and know, when you know something, you have the information. When you understand, here's what's important. You perceive the intended meaning. Now, I used the difference between being able to put a cell phone together and knowing how to use one, okay? When people are speaking to you, sometimes they're trying to say more than the words they give you. And saying, I know, doesn't show that you actually have paid attention and you got the message that they were really trying to get to you. An example would be when someone says, if you said, look, if you keep being late, it's not great. You might end up losing your job. You say, I understand. Versus, I know. I know means, of course, that's what happens. You're late. You keep telling me I'm late. I lose my job. I understand means, okay, you're selling me. You're giving me a chance and an opportunity. You hope I recognize what I'm doing is incorrect right now. And you hope I change my behavior. Whoa, where did that come from? Well, that's what understand means. It means I heard you. I'm taking some information in. I know what you're intending to say to me, like, I'm not getting fired yet, but it's a possibility if the behavior doesn't change. I know saying I know in this case means I'm aware of the situation. I know your part, my part, or your position, my position. But it doesn't give us any room of like, I understand and where you're coming from. Because in saying something like, you're always late, and if you continue to be, you might lose your job, you're saying you're actually kind of concerned about me losing my job. And saying I know kind of doesn't give back that emotional bond. And this is what I was talking about, communication. You can say anything you like, and you don't have to even take this lesson at all. You can say, yeah, whatever I know is good enough. But by varying your speech, you'll notice that you're giving back not only the information, I understand what you're saying and I was listening to you, right? But also I care. Or in some case, you know, thank you for saying it. Well, I heard what you said, but I see it differently. I recognize some of what you say is true, right? And this is changing it. And it's showing it the mastery of your mastery of my language or of the English language. Cool? So understand is a very good one. I understand. Because it means I do know what you're saying and there's even more and I'm getting more out of it. What you're trying to give me. And that is your intended meaning. Perceive is to see. Now, I said perceive is to see. Funny enough. Dun, da, da, number five. I see. This is a really good one. Because it's similar to the rest. And see doesn't seem to be I know at all. You're like, they're not even related. Hang on a second. I actually had a friend who told me a few weeks ago, he had a situation where he was going to look at an apartment and he really wanted the landlord to know that he was serious about taking the apartment. Now, when the landlord was showing him like the fuse box or, you know, this little electric thing, and it wasn't a big deal, and he kind of, he was like, I know all this stuff. He never said that. He said, on purpose, I said, I see. I see. He's a smart guy, and he could have said, I know, and probably would have got off, you know, gone along, got okay with it. But the problem was he knew that the landlord might not like it and perceive him as arrogant or talking down. But his saying, I see, was a way for him to say, I'm listening to you. I'm really paying attention. I'm taking this information in, and thank you. I got it. I see, to show your way of paying attention and understanding. He knew that. Now, most of you might have said, I know. And you're saying, oh, if I'm smart, I get it. But you want the person to know you're actually listening to them, paying attention. I see is good. And even the way we say it, we don't just go, I see. We actually slow it down. We're like, I see. Yeah, I see. I see. And all of a sudden, magically, I know becomes I see. And then the person's like, you really listen very well. Versus I know. I know. Because even when I say like this, I know, it means I have a better idea or another idea. Versus I see is almost same tonality, but one is I'm taking in what you're saying, you're important, I need to understand you, versus everything I do is more important. Cool? Okay, so now that I've taught you why we're doing this, and we talked about, I gave you some things, there's a change in grammar and form. Oh, before I go there, I want to talk about another way of saying I know, which is what we call colloquial. The common people use it, and it's not to say I know, but it's to change it up. So you're not just saying words, but you have some phrases. That was part of the deal when I said how we're going to change it. I will teach you phrases. Here are some phrases. What's interesting about these phrases are they follow the kinesthetic, auditory, and visual models. That's right. I was waiting for you to go, what is he talking about? I don't know. He just went crazy. Boom, the brain does not work. Okay, auditory, sound, audio, visual, to see. And kinesthetic, that nice long word, is just movement, body movement, right? Yeah, and don't rock like I used to, okay? Now, not everybody. We actually speak and we learn in three different modes. I've done a couple videos where I've mentioned them before, some of the best ways of learning, and how you can use the auditory, visual, and kinesthetic way to improve your learning of English or any subject for that matter. But we also speak in this way, not all the time, but depending on how a person is thinking, they might use one of these models to explain what's going on or the thought process in their head at this time. And one of the best ways to communicate your listening and you understand them is to what I call copy that model. If someone says something like, that looks good, you could see, I see what you mean. I'm using look and see, which are similar verbs, to show that I'm thinking the same way you are. And it shows a connection. Or it enhances or helps the communication get better. Cool? So these three phrases are in different ways of communicating your thought pattern to people in the audio, visual, or kinesthetic model. Cool? I know, I got all schooly there. Ooh, I got goosebumps. So the first one is, I hear what you're saying. Right? It's like I know. It's like, yeah, I get it. I hear what you're saying. I have the knowledge you are giving me now. Remember we talked about how you get information? Someone gives you information, you can say, I know. Or you can say, I hear what you're saying. I'm receiving the information. And that is auditory. The next one we can use, which is visual, is I get the picture. I can see a picture in my head of what you mean. So now I know. If someone says, I want a red sweater with a hood, oh, okay, I get the picture. I can actually see it in my head. Okay? And you can say, that's either, I see what you mean. Right? I see what you mean. And that's visual. The last one is, I catch your drift. Remember I told you about new vocabulary? Here it comes, son. Drift is a movement. But when you're drifting, you're not going in a straight direction there. Like, this is direct. If you're drifting, you're kind of going this way and that way. A good example is me through high school. I drifted through there. It wasn't straight like this. It was like grade 9, grade 10, 11, not direct route, okay? If that doesn't help you, sometimes people, when they're falling asleep, when they're driving, the car is going, ooh, it's drifting. It kind of, it's going in the direction, but it's going kind of a little off, right? So it's movement. Drift is a movement, but not a direct movement. It's like a subtle, soft movement. So when someone says, I catch your drift, it means you're giving me something and you're giving me an idea and I'm like, okay, I got it. I got that information now. So I catch your drift. I catch what you're saying. Cool? So these are for the auditory, the visual, and the kinesthetic. So you've got three phrases. You've got another two, I guess. We've got one phrase and about four new words we've learned for I know. So I think if we've learned enough, we always do the quiz. And I think it's time for us to see. And I know you see what I'm going to get at, right? Quiz time. Ready? Let's go. Okay. It is quiz time. And I know you are looking forward to it, right? And I don't blame you. There's something really exciting about getting new knowledge. Yeah. So let's go to the board and I want to do a quick quiz. And then I'm going to talk about where we can use or apply this new knowledge. Sometimes I think we miss this in the videos where we teach you these things. We say, here you go, great. And then we forget to say, you know what? It's best to use this when you're doing this. Okay, so let's go over here. The first one I want to look at is, I don't like the sound of that. Now, when I gave you an example and we were talking about speaking to people for better communication, this is a question that's going to reveal if you understand what would be the best way, because they're quite simple, similar. So let's look at it. I don't like the sound of that. Which one should you, or which one is the best one to use as the best response to show that you understand them? I hear what you are saying, or I appreciate what you are saying. Good. You thought about it and you looked at the key difference, or you looked at something that we talked about, auditory learning. And here we're talking about sound and hearing. So although they say, remember, I appreciate is like, thank you. Like, thanks for saying that. Give me the information. It sounds so great, but it's like, hold on a second. If you really want to hit it on the head, you want to get as close as you can. Hear and sound are talking about auditory learning or way of communicating. And that would be the best one to use, even though they could both be appropriate. This would only be the best one. See, this quiz isn't about knowing whether to say appreciate or see or what have you. It's how well you understand it, right? So we get to the best communication we can, or best level of communication. What about the next one? What I'm telling you can get a lot of people hurt if this information is used incorrectly. What is the best answer here? Once again, both work, because I know some of you right now, when you see I understand and I see, you go, look, I understand works and I see works. I'm like, yes. But in the lesson, I gave you a specific reason why you might want to change and use one over the other. I want to see if you caught that. So take a look and think which it might be. Okay. People getting hurt. If you were going to get hurt, Would you want someone to listen very carefully to why you might get hurt? Probably so, right? You'd be like, I hope you understand. You're listening to me carefully and you understand. I understand is part of it. I understand means I understand. I see means I am listening very carefully and I understand. That deepens your communication skills or your listening skills. Do you remember when I said at the beginning of the video, we're going to be working on listening skills? And it's like, well, hi, we're using the word I know. Well, you have to listen well to give the right answer back to the person listening. I see is the correct one here, simply because you're saying, not only do I understand, of course, but I'm listening very carefully right now and to any further information you might give me, because a lot of people might get hurt. This is important stuff. It's not enough to understand. Cool? All right. Because I know a lot of people go, they're similar. I go, but it's the little differences that make the big difference in being understood by other people. And people go, okay, you're listening? Cool. We can have a real conversation. Now, this one. I something what you're saying has some merit. Merit means value. It's another way of saying a value or some truth to it. Right? So which one would be the best one to say? I recognize or I know? Yeah. You remember when I talked about using recognize, we talked about something being valid or having validity, right? So you're saying I know. It's kind of okay, but recognize is adding, like, it's almost doubling it. Like, I recognize the merit. I see the value of what you're saying, and I know it's got some truth to it. That's why we would use this one. So A is the best answer here. You could say I know. But once again, that's showing a limited understanding of the English language. You've learned one word, and you use it like a multi-tool. They're like little pens, and you get like a knife, you get a screwdriver, sometimes a little gun. No, there's no gun in a multi-tool. You wish. But instead of using it like that, we're going, hey, you know what? I've got other tools in my pocket. I want to start using them to show that I'm an intelligent individual who is adaptable and can use different words or vocabulary or phrases in the appropriate situation instead of using the same one over and over like a robot. And we know you're not a robot because we made you do that test before you watched the video. All right. Now, finally, I have something her for 5 years. She is a good woman. Would we say I have seen her or I have known her? Hint, hint, asterisk. Give you a second to figure it out. All right. Some of you were like, well, look, there's a couple of things going on. James is saying, don't use no. That's the new word. We've got new words. And seen is a proper, so the present perfect is being used properly grammatically. So both of them are. But hold on a second. I didn't mention or talk about known. Knowledge, remember we talked about, is information through your inquiry, right? We talked about that's how you get it, or observation. Well, another meaning for to know someone is to have a relationship with them. So if I have known Mr. E for 10 years, it means we've had a relationship. We talk to each other, we hang out or whatever, but we have some kind of connection. It's not just having information on that person or observing them or asking questions. There's a relationship. And I do this because sometimes when people learn some new information, they throw all the old information out. In English, we have an idiom. It's called throwing the baby out with the bathwater. You never want to do that. You wash your baby. She's clean. The last thing you want to do is take the dirty water on the baby and go, okay, out we go. No, you want to keep the baby, maybe get rid of some of the stuff that wasn't necessary. And in this case, I want to come back to known, saying sometimes the best word to use is no or known, especially if we're talking about relationships. So in this case, I have known her for 5 years. We've had a relationship for 5 years. And that's how I know she is a good woman. It's not just observation. It's through our relationship. To say I have seen her is correct grammar, yes, but not the correct meaning. And this is what this whole lesson was about, improving your communication skills, your understanding of English, and your being able to be understood and having people understand you. And I know you did a good job in this quiz, so I know that you have passed with flying colors. See, I said, I know. Through observation, right? Okay. Now, as always, we have our bonus section, because now you've learned the main lesson. What's the opposite of I know? I don't know, or I didn't know. So we might as well learn the positive and the negative. So you don't keep saying, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. You can say different things. One thing we say instead of saying, I don't know, is I misread it. Now, can I tell you something funny about all these things here? I'm going to read them, then I'll explain them. Misread, misunderstood, mixed up, confused. It's funny, when I know something, it's very direct. I know. I know. But when we don't know something, it's like, I was confused. It's not my fault. I was mixed up. I was in the wrong direction. I misread it. I mean, I thought I knew, but it was the wrong. And see, it's never our fault. So when we don't know something, it's not my fault, man. It's not my fault. I misread the situation. But when I get it right, it's, I know. I knew. I have known. Puff our chest out. Just this little aside. Because you'll notice, like, miss, mixed up, confused. Like, it's, oh, the air did it, or a birdie did it. It wasn't me. It wasn't all my fault. But knowing is that arrogance of, yes, of course, me no right. Me always good. Okay, so just getting that out there. English is a very funny language. Pay attention and you'll laugh like me. All right, so to misread something. Well, you know what to read means. To misread it means you read it, but you maybe made a mistake. So instead of seeing you saw and. Right? Or you saw and by mistake. You said, oh, I thought it was the chicken and steak. I didn't know it was chicken or steak. I misread it. Okay? It means to judge or interpret something incorrectly. So you're looking at it and maybe you think, I'm 2 feet away. You jump and go, oh, I was 3 feet away. I misread it. Made a small mistake. Okay? So I didn't know. Misunderstood is an incorrect judgment. They are very similar. But the whole point of this lesson is not to teach you one thing and say they're all the same thing. We want to be able to change up our language, okay? So I misunderstood you. Misreading it is like I see it, I look at it, I judge it, I make a wrong judgment. Misunderstood is I had one idea and I thought you meant this, but that's not what you meant. I misunderstood you. So I had this idea in my head, I judged it, I got the information wrong in my head. So I misunderstood you, right? Now, that's an incorrect judgment. Mix something up. It can be confused. So if you mix something up, let me give you an example. I have 3 markers, okay? And I'm using them, da-da-da-da. I put them down, and I want to keep the blue marker in my hand. But because I got blue and black, and I wasn't really paying attention, and I switched them because they were in my hand like this, I switched it like this. I wanted to keep the blue, but I put the blue down by accident because I mixed them up. Oh, I mixed them up, and I wanted the other one. Here's a great example. Mystery and I are going out for drinks. This one is gin, and this one is vodka. Gin and vodka look almost exactly the same, by the way. They are both white liquids of alcohol. Now, this one's gin, this one's vodka. Mr. E loves his vodka, and I only love gin. But by accident, I put the glasses down, I turn around, I come back, and I give him, you notice they're in the wrong place? Well, I've mixed them up, changed their position. So they are both still valid, but I have moved them and put them in the wrong place. And that's why when we say you've mixed something up, in my head I mixed it up. I had the information, but I put it in the wrong place, so I got the wrong answer. Similar thinking as this is confused. When I'm confused about something, I have information, but I don't really understand it. My thinking on it is not clear. It's not, I couldn't make a picture in my mind to really understand what I was looking at to know it for 100%. So sometimes some people say, I confused when you said this or that, which means similar to mixed up. It's to take two things and put them in different places. But I like, I confused Johnny with Tommy, right? I mixed them up. I confused your meaning. I thought you meant this, but you meant this, but I confused it. I got the wrong answer, or I was not clear on my thinking on that. Cool? All right. I've given you a bonus. I've given you a test. There's only one more thing I would like you to do. And I'd like to say, this is like my thank you to you, because at the end of the videos, I usually say, thank you. And if you go, how does giving me homework say thank you? Well, if you've stayed this long and watched this long, you've really wanted to learn, and I always want to give you a tool that you can use afterwards to improve your learning or enhance your learning. One of the tools is to do homework to give you something to, you know, go deeper. Go study on your own. Another one is to get you involved with a community of people who are also studying English so that you can exchange information. And I've seen it happen before. And then people get to grow that way by getting more people interested in the same thing they are. And in this case, this is one of those things right now. I've got two statements. So I want you to correct one of these statements in the comments and you will receive 1 million points. That's right. No cheapness, no 1,000, 1 million points you will get. So the two comments I have for you, and I want you to look at them carefully. In the black, I want you to change or exchange the thing in the black to one of the things I taught you today. Either the top five things you can stay instead of I know, or one of the phrases. Hint, hint, it's not a phrase. or it might be something from the bonus section, okay? The I don't know statements. Now remember, if the person gets it right, you are to give it a thumbs up. If they've got it wrong, give it a thumbs down. So you're going to get instant information on whether or not you get your million, 10 million, 15 or 17 million points. All right. So the first one is, I am thankful for the information. I want you to think about one of the five that I gave you that talks about being thankful. All right. The second one is, I confused which drink which went with whom. I confused which drink went with whom. Who means to who. Okay. So those are the two statements. I want you to think about it now. I've kind of helped you a little bit. I think you'll do a great job. Once again, thank you very much for watching our videos. I appreciate that you take your time out of a busy day to come and watch and learn with us. I love doing this for you. Now, if you want to get more videos like this, okay, and do actually the actual quiz that will go a little bit deeper into what we've learned today, I'd like you to go to www.ing, as in English, vid as in video.com, and do the quizzes there and look at the other teachers that we have available. Anyway, you have a brilliant day. And I'll see you soon, okay?